Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Indie Business Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Well, today is podcast number 260. I can hardly believe that I have been podcasting for this long. I started doing this show before they even called it podcasting, and I had no idea that I'd be doing a weekly show for 6 years and counting. So I'm just delighted to be here with you and share with you all the great things that some people that I find who've written books and who have developed these amazing areas of expertise in certain areas that can help you grow your business. I'm so excited to bring them to you. I want to tell you that it is October. I cannot believe it's October. This is the beginning of an exciting month for us. Our theme for this month is business planning. That's right. If you go to our social networking site at indiebeauty.com, click on the events calendar, and you'll see all the fun activities, events, and things that we have coming up around the theme of business planning for this month. I am really excited about this. So, you know, today we are talking about something that is integral to our business planning. We all have heard of a blog, but not everyone has answered the question about how a blog fits into your business plan. We've done some shows on that before, and today we're going to hone in on something in particular, and that is WordPress, which, as many of you know, is a platform that you can use to host your blog. So we're going to talk about that today and how you can fit this into your plan with our fabulous guest, Susan Ganilis. She is president and CEO of Key Splash Creative, a full-service marketing communications and branding solutions provider. She is the author of several books. When I went to her website at keysplashcreative.com and clicked on books, I'm thinking 2-3 books. There's like 10 books there. This woman is amazing. The book we're going to be focusing on today is the one that she's written about WordPress. It's called The Complete Idiot's Guide to WordPress, and I so need this book. It's a wonderful tool. Susan has authored other books as well. She is also the leader over at womenonbusiness.com, which is a fantastic woman-focused small business blog, and she's a featured columnist for Entrepreneur.com, Forbes.com's Work in Progress Guide, and also the Guide to Blogging for About.com. Susan, welcome to Indie Business Podcast.
Oh, thanks so much for having me today, Donna Maria.
So, Susan, let's just get started really quickly with, you know, to blog or not to blog. We all hear generally about this, and I want to zoom in on WordPress. But let's start broadly with why a blog in the first place. Can you share that with us?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons, and I'll just hit on a couple of the big ones. First of all, of course, it gives you your own branded online destination where you can talk about whether you're trying to build your personal brand or your business brand. You can talk about your brand, your business, your products, your services. But more importantly, you can start to provide that amazing, what I call share-worthy content, content that's meaningful to your audience, that's useful to them, that they want to talk about and share with their own audiences, and also build a relationship with you, a two-way dialogue that you used to only be able to have if you had someone standing in front of you, but now you can have it with the help of a blog and the tools of the social web. And the
Excellent.
Second primary reason why really every business should have a blog is simply because people don't go to the yellow pages to look up the business's products and services that they need anymore. They go to Google or their favorite search engine, they type in keywords, and they go to search the first 10, 20, whatever comes up that they're comfortable going to those sites and looking to see what they have to offer. And your business needs to be there. And a blog is an amazing way to do it because it creates entry points to your website. A 10-page website can go to hundreds or thousands of entry points with a blog. If you write a good blog post every day for a year, that's 365 more ways people can get to your website. Now imagine during that time if you're building relationships, you're publishing great content, and people start sharing your content. Well, that's more and more ways for people to find you online, and that's why you need to have a blog and a social web presence.
Now, Susan, we all know that there are different platforms out there that we can use to blog from. Your book focuses on WordPress. Can you share a little bit about why you feel that WordPress is a really good focus for us? I know there's other ones out there. Can you compare WordPress generally to other options like Blogger and TypePad?
Sure. Well, I've written a couple of books about blogging specifically. I wrote Google Blogger for Dummies. I wrote Blogging All in One for Dummies, which is an 800-page book and covers WordPress, Blogger, TypePad. I'm actually in the midst of writing the second edition of that. And I wrote The Complete Idiot's Guide to WordPress. So I have tried them all. And for business purposes, WordPress, in my opinion, is by far the best choice, simply because of the flexibility, for the ability to customize it, the way that you can make it look like a website, operate exactly how you want it to, is just so much better, and it's free. It's so much better than what the free version of WordPress, what Blogger can do, what TypePad can do, etc. So for business purposes, absolutely I recommend WordPress.org, the self-hosted version.
And let's talk about that distinction. You said there's a self-hosted version at WordPress.org, and then there's a non-self-hosted version at WordPress.com. Can you share briefly what the differences are and why we would choose one over the other?
Sure. Basically, your content has to live somewhere so that when someone types in your web address, your blog address, whatever they're typing in, your page pops up. That content lives somewhere. It's stored on some server somewhere, and somebody is serving it to display on people's web browsers. So with WordPress.com, WordPress is hosting that content for you. They're storing it and they're serving it when people type in your blog address or your web address. WordPress.org, on the other hand, is still the same version of WordPress, although it's got some more flexibility and more things that you can do with it because it's not hosted by WordPress. But it's the same tool, but instead of having WordPress host it for you, you go out and get a third-party web host like Bluehost.com or GoDaddy.com, where you have a space, basically, on their servers where they will store your data and serve it to visitors for you.
And you also get, you don't have to have the WordPress.com characters in your URL when it's self-hosted through WordPress.org.
Exactly. I mean, even with WordPress.com, you can pay for an upgrade to be allowed to use your own domain, but it's not worth it. The upgrades are, if you're going to pay for any of those upgrades, then just go to the free version, WordPress.org, which you should be using anyway, and get your own domain, get your own hosting, and get all of that flexibility that you need to be able to create a business website and blog without having to hire expensive companies and agencies to help you.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the word flexibility in your answer, because a lot of times we see small businesses start a blog based on where they are, and they sort of get locked into this, this way of being able to run their business, when today things move so quickly and very, very rarely are you in the same place in your business, you know, even just 3 or 4 months down the road. So that flexibility, being able to add things and tweak things and change things around, is just really important to be able to keep up, isn't it, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. The web has gone through several transitional periods. It started very much as a navigational tool where people would just go to get information. It was very much one-way conversation, companies speaking at you, basically pushing information at you.
Right.
Moved to transactional, where you could actually make purchases. And now today it's very social, where it's the two-way conversation. Consumers are pulling information that they want from companies, which is a form of marketing. Pull marketing, that's extremely powerful. The social web lets us do that. It's fantastic.
And I so love WordPress. I like you mentioned, you had tried different platforms. I used Blogger, and I also used TypePad for quite some time. And WordPress is heads and shoulders for me. WordPress.org, the self-hosted version, heads and shoulders above what else is out there. And one of the reasons, Susan, is because there are different themes available for you to choose from once you buy your domain, and once you once you find a hosting company, then you can set up your blog and you can use a theme to do that, which helps you make things look the way you want to. Can you share a little bit of tips about how to find a good theme, and then what is a child theme?
Sure. Well, I would always recommend that you start by looking through the WordPress theme gallery, just because they're free, they're tested, they're easy to use. If you get a little bit more daring, which really daring isn't the right word because it's really not that difficult, especially if you have my book next to you, it's not difficult. And once you do it once, you'll think to yourself, why did I never do this before? Installing a third-party theme, there are free ones you can find. There are premium themes, which have a price tag, but are more stable, they're, for the most part, better tested and offer a lot more flexibility than free ones do. There are great free themes out there, but premium ones are just a step above. So if you go to a site like elegantthemes.com or iThemes.com, you can find some of these great themes. WooThemes, W-O-O, themes.com is another one that offers both free and premium themes that you can get a lot of great ideas from. And they don't cost a lot.
Yeah, well, there are
under $100 if you decide to go for a premium. Or you can hire a WordPress designer to create a completely custom theme for you. And freelance WordPress designers are not expensive. You could get a premium theme tweaked for a few $100s for your business and make it look completely original. Or you could go up and spend a few $1,000s for something that's absolutely completely customized.
And Susan, when I talk to small businesses who really want a blog because they understand, as you said at the top of the podcast, how important it is, one of the things that sort of stops them in their tracks is all of these different options. And so I wanted your thoughts on, how to help people not get sort of stuck in that place where they have all these options. Can you start with just a basic theme and get your feet dipped into the water, and then you can transfer all that content to an elegant theme or a woo theme or something like that when you're ready to move there, right?
Oh, you can definitely do that. One of the things that I always suggest first is just go get a free WordPress.com blog. You can make it private so no one sees it. Just play around with the tool. Play around with WordPress. You can't break anything, so try to make some pages. Publish some posts. Play with your sidebar and your footer. Play with your header. Do all these things just in a free WordPress.com blog. And then when you're ready to dive into WordPress.org and start your business blog, it will be so much less overwhelming. And it doesn't take long to play around with WordPress. You could play around with it for a day and feel fairly confident with it. If you know how to use the web, if you know how to use Word, if you know how to use email, if you know how to use all those things, then really WordPress is a piece of cake.
Right, and for those of you who do have even a small budget, I remember when I started blogging, I knew that I was going to either have to spend, a day, as you said, sort of wading through different things, and in my case it was TypePad at the time, or I could save myself some time and spend just a little bit of money and hire somebody to help me. And in hindsight, that was, for me anyway, the best thing that I ever did, was just found someone who... She wasn't even like a professional WordPress blogger or TypePad blogger. She's just someone that had a really nice blog and offered to help me in exchange for a reasonable fee. And she walked me through those things. And your book is a great companion for that if you've chosen WordPress, Susan. I have to say, this book, for those who are listening, is a fantastic walkthrough from soup to nuts setting up your WordPress blog. So thank you for sharing all this experience of putting it together in one place for us, Susan. One of the other things that people ask about a lot of times where WordPress is concerned is, they talk about these things called plugins. Can you share what they are and how they can help us have a better blog, a better WordPress blog?
Sure, and it's the plugins, along with the themes, of course, but the plugins are what's fairly unique to WordPress and makes it so incredibly powerful, because WordPress is an open source platform, meaning that all of the code to create WordPress, the application, is available for developers to take and tweak and play with and do whatever it is that developers do behind the scenes. And they create all these new features that you can add to your WordPress site. Really cool contact forms, ways to increase the search engine optimization of each of your posts to get better Google rankings for your content. Just so many different things that you can do using these plugins. The vast majority of them are free. WordPress has an entire library of them on the WordPress.org site. that you can go through and search and find the ones that will help you. You can install them within from your WordPress dashboard in a couple of seconds and turn them on and off anytime you want. And there are also some more advanced ones that do come with a fee. Gravityforms.com is a great paid plugin. That doesn't cost a lot, but if you want to get really advanced with content forms and or contact forms and content submission forms, it's a great paid plugin. Backup Buddy from iThemes is another paid plugin that's definitely worth it for a backup. So there are some paid ones that, you know, they are worth it, but for the most part, you can get everything you need for free.
And that is such a wonderful thing to be able to get so much for free and to be able to, over time, Susan, as you said earlier, get so many different benefits. I'd like to ask you if you could address any of the differences that you know about working with different clients when it comes to using a blog as a business that sells a service versus a business that sells a product. And in our case, many of our listeners are product manufacturers. They make health, beauty, and lifestyle products, you know, wonderful things that women are attracted to. And oftentimes they ask, well, if I set up a blog, should I put it at my e-commerce site or should it be separate? Can you give some thoughts on that, Susan?
Well, I would always recommend, of course, not seeing each business's setup. You know, I can't give an exact answer, but my first recommendation would always be to keep it together, because your goal with building your brand through the social web online is to start by building that core branded online destination, and I always recommend a blog because it's so search engine friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you're going to want to spread your tentacles across the social web, Twitter, Facebook, what have you, in time so that people can self-select how they want to experience your brand, because not everybody likes to read a blog. Not everybody likes to be on Twitter. Not everyone likes to watch YouTube videos. So in time, all of these destinations, including comments that you make on other blogs, comments mm-hmm. you make on online forums, should all lead back through a link to your core branded online destination, in this case, your blog. So your blog should absolutely be directly part of your business website, whether that's an e-commerce site or not, whether you're a service business and you do not have an online store. It doesn't matter. They should be together.
So for a company, let's say, for example, a company that manufactures and sells bath and body products, just pulling an example out of the air, you're obviously going to have, you know, Donna Maria's Bath and Body. You're going to have a shopping cart, the contact page, all the usual stuff. You're also going to host a blog there. So from what you're suggesting, do you recommend that the blog be the main feature at the site, or does it matter? Should the product? And I know it's different with every business, but a lot of times what I hear small businesses that manufacture products say is, well, you know, I really do want to share content and information, but I don't want to do it at the expense of people being able to quickly and easily see that I'm also featuring my products in my shopping cart.
Well, and that's where WordPress is so useful, and many blogging applications actually, because the home page or the landing page of your website can still feature your products, your shopping cart, etc. And there are so many different ways that you can include your blog content as part of that page if you want to. You could just have it as a link in the top navigation bar of your website. It doesn't have to be the traditional blog that you come to it and it's just a scrolling list of posts. It, with WordPress, it doesn't have to be that way. It can be, if you go to my site, keys/creative.com, all there is a link at the top to the blog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can have, if you go to susanganelius.com, which is my speaker site, if you scroll down to the footer, there are feeds from some of my blogs. So there are so many different ways to present your blog content without it being the sole, the biggest part of your site.
And I love that you mentioned that, too, because you have a blog which has your name attached to it, and you also have Keysplash Creative, which is your Keysplash Creative site is where the blog is located, and you said you have a feed into the Susan, into the
yes,
blog with
because
the name on
with
it? Okay.
WordPress, you can create little sections of each page of your site, which is done through something called widgets. And within each widget, you can put whatever you want in. So I've got in one of the widgets in the footer of my speaker site, which is SusanGanelius.com, there are feeds from a few of my primary blogs that I write on.
Okay. This is
so
really
that's
great,
one
guys.
Way to do it.
Make sure
if you,
you
go to womenonbusiness.com, it's the same thing. You can scroll to the bottom, and there are feeds of my different blogs down there. So there are different ways to present your blog content.
And this is a really interesting thing, too. You know, you can hear from Susan that she has three websites and one blog, but her blog content is somehow integrated and featured at her other websites to give you some idea of how that blog, as Susan mentioned earlier, can be sort of, you know, a core place and then the tentacles kind of come out into these other websites. And that's something that we build over time. So, you know, if Susan's been at this for a really long time, so, you know, just remember to just get started, right, Susan? It's all about those first steps, isn't it, for people who are just starting out?
Well, the way I always explain it is this. Every day that, every minute that you're not on the social web, one of your competitors is more than happy to take that opportunity from you. And every extra minute that you can spend on the social web can only benefit your business. So I wrote a book called 30-Minute Social Media Marketing, and the purpose of that book was to show that. And I have real-world examples in there of businesses, small businesses primarily, that spend 30 minutes or less per day on social media marketing activities like blogging and realize real results from it, because you don't have to hire someone to do this full-time. Will it help? Absolutely. But let's face it, most small business owners don't have the time or the money to devote full-time to social media marketing. Every extra minute you can spend doing it can only help your business.
That's a really good point. And, you know, I like to sort of call the blog little breadcrumbs, because I just, for example, got an email this morning from someone who's writing a book, and she wants to include some of the concepts that I blogged about, I think, maybe 8 or 9 months ago. So here's some work that I did 8 or 9 months ago. I haven't really even looked at the post since then, although it from now and then gets comments because it's kind of popular. But I don't have to do anything, and 8 months down the road, an author's calling me and she wants to include my blog in her new book. So
Absolutely.
Is that a real life example of how, you know, it can be an immediate benefit, but it can also be something that just continues to pay off over and over and over again down the road.
And that is a perfect example of why blogging, social media marketing are powerful indirect marketing tools. You can't be just talking about yourself when you're writing blog posts or on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera. You have to be providing useful, interesting, amazing, share-worthy content that is meaningful to your audience and that they want to talk about and share with their own audiences, or else no one's going to want to hang out with you, because no one wants to hear you just read from your marketing brochure or give advertising messages all day long. So I always say spend 80% or more of your time on non-self-promotional content and 20% or less publishing self-promotional content, discounts, new product news, stuff like that. That's a fairly safe balance to make sure that you're not overly self-promoting and annoying your audience.
Susan, what are some of your tips for successfully integrating your blog with things like Facebook, Twitter, and a newsletter? And your WordPress blog in particular.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of free tools that will help you do that. I mean, in Facebook, LinkedIn, they have apps directly within those social networking tools that can allow you to feed your blog to your LinkedIn and Facebook profiles and your Facebook page. And for something like Twitter, there are great free tools. One of them that I like is TwitterFeed.com. And you can go there, set up a free account, and feed your blog directly to your Twitter profile or your Facebook profile. It's a little one-time setup thing, and it's done. So every time you publish a post, it automatically, a link with a little snippet of your title, publishes on your various social media profiles. There are also some paid tools. I've been using SproutSocial.com lately, $9 a month. You can manage and monitor all of your social media profiles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, from SproutSocial.com. And there are a bunch of tools like that that make it just really, really easy. And depending on how serious about it you are and how much you want to spend and how much time you want to devote to it, there are free to very expensive tools like Iradian6.com. It's very expensive, but if you're super serious, that's the way to go.
Yes, I have heard of that. Susan, do you recommend that people automatically feed their blog posts as a matter of practice, or do you recommend that once you publish it, you just go and, you know, type something that's not a feed, that's a little more natural, into your Twitter or whatever, and you can schedule it, of course, for later. But which do you recommend generally is the best practice, the automatic or something a little more personal?
Assuming that your blog content is for your business and relates directly to your Twitter profile, I'm assuming you've got your Twitter profile, your Facebook page, your LinkedIn profile, the purpose of which indirectly is to market your business,
mm-hmm.
Then yes, you should be automatically publishing your blog posts to those feeds, because you need to streamline activities when you can. Now, at the same time, remember that an automated, a mechanical Twitter feed or Facebook feed is boring. No one wants to interact with you if they're just getting automated
mm-hmm.
tweets from you all the time. So you've got to go in there and be social too.
So you need to show up every
got
now
it.
And then and have the automated
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. You need to be in there doing some original posts. You need to be retweeting
mm-hmm.
other people's content, sharing other people's content, and socializing as well. It can't all just be the automated content.
Excellent ideas. We're talking with Susan Ganilis. She is the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to WordPress. And this woman is absolutely amazing. She has, in the span of just these 30 minutes, already told us about three other books that she's written, which actually sound so amazing. You can go to her website at keysplashcreative.com. And you can click on books, and you can see everything that you need to see about the books. And I'm sure she said she's got some coming out soon. Susan, you have really been very helpful. I want to tell everyone also how to visit your speaker site. Susan, tell us what that is again and how to spell it, please.
Oh, sure. That's I speak at engagements around the world about social media, branding, marketing. And that is at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Ganilius, G-U-N-E-L-I-U-S.com. And then, of course, there, if you're a woman in business and you like to, at any level, you're welcome to join the party over at womenonbusiness.com.
And I was so excited to see Susie Orman has a video there that directly addresses you and your blog contributors and your readers. That was really nice. So womenonbusiness.com. And if you have a woman on business focused blog, you can click there and submit your blog to be listed at womenonbusiness.com with Susan and her colleagues. Susan, this has been so fantastic. Again, you guys, if you are looking to start a WordPress blog, you cannot live without this really easy-to-follow book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to WordPress, where Susan is, like, sitting next to you. I've gone through here, and I've actually used some of the tips in here, Susan, to beef up my blog. There's everything in here that you need, and you can do it on your own time, and it's like having a consultant right next to you. Susan, thank you so much for sharing from your wisdom and your experience, and really for just inspiring us all to just, you know, get out there and start, you know, sharing the content that can lead to an expansion of your business.
Absolutely. Don't be overwhelmed. Dive in. You'll catch up.
Yes, you know, and one step at a time, and I think what you said earlier is so true. If you know, the longer we wait, it's just, you know, sort of analyzing everything. I mean, I remember when I jumped into TypePad, I was like, okay, well, I just need to do something. And this woman who had a TypePad blog just came along at the right time. I hadn't decided on TypePad. I just knew I had to do something, right? So I started with that. I eventually moved from it. But what made me feel good was I went, okay, this person's here. She's offered to help me. The price is reasonable. Be better than sitting around thinking about having a blog for another 2 months, right?
Exactly. And there are so many WordPress freelancers out there who can help you to design your blog for just a few $100s. So there's no reason not to jump in.
Good point. Go on to Twitter. I have found two really good WordPress blog designers on Twitter just by using a WordPress hashtag and saying, I need help with my WordPress blog. Can anyone help me? And people will retweet that for you. You'll be able to find someone that can help you. And that's what's so exciting, again, about the social web. Susan Ganilius, thank you so much for your help today. The Complete Idiot's Guide to WordPress, keysplashcreative.com for more information, and womenonbusiness.com for Susan's blog, where lots of women are, as she's saying, joining the party every day. We're going to be signing off today. Remember, our theme is business planning for this month of October 2011 over at IndieBeauty.com. There's another party all about that. We'll be seeing you there. I'll see you next week right here for another edition of Indie Business Podcast. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.